Are you excited to be in the house of God? Wow, these weeks just fly by. Here it is, almost towards the end of January. But you know what? It's cold outside, but we welcome you. And I pray the love of God will warm you up tonight. Amen. So we have a lot of people that are still struggling and not feeling well. And if you're tuning in, we wish you the best. And we wish you speedy recovery in the name of Jesus, that God touches you. Hallelujah. But we're happy you are here and that you are able to worship with us tonight. Zion's Lions tonight is with Melissa Smart, and Kingdom Kids is with Kristen Kaufman. So please follow your teachers tonight. Again, I know I promised this week we would have fellowship, but due to it being so cold and those of us not feeling well, we are pushing it back to the first Saturday in February. So just letting you know, we will resume fellowship downstairs soon. And I apologize, it's still Christmas in here. We are going to get them down this Friday. If I could have a few helpers on Friday at 5:30 or so to come, we'll get the tree down and some of this stuff. So please see me after the service if you are able to help. Stand with me. Are you ready to worship, church? Did you bring your praise? Hallelujah. I told Pastor Chris, I said, we usher in his presence because he's in us. Amen. We don't have to stir it up. We don't have to do anything. But you know what? He's in us. And we get some people over here worshiping on this side. We get some people worshiping on this side. We bring him in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I just wanted to say, because last week, you know, we have to shake some things off. There's some strongholds, amen, that are trying to attach themselves to us. And we need to shake them off. Hallelujah. We need to know how and what kind of prayer that we need. Amen. What kind of worship that we need. We sometimes we can come to him with a song, and sometimes we need a powerful song that'll break the heavy yoke, that break the chains. Hallelujah. And I had this analogy, a professional golfer, they know which club to use at a certain time. If you ever know playing golf or if you ever watch golf, they take it out of their, what do they call their little bag or quiver thing? They know which putt to use, whether they have to drive that ball far across the green or whether they are putting it into the hole right there. They know which one to use. We as Christians need to know what we need at a certain time. What kind of prayer? What kind of praise? We need a breakthrough praise tonight. Amen. We need a breakthrough praise tonight. So church, I implore you to get your praise on, get your worship on, help this team up here. Hallelujah. We're going to celebrate God's love, his goodness tonight. So Father, we thank you for your presence in this house, Lord God. We thank you for our worship team, Lord God, as they usher us into your presence, Lord. And we thank you for our pastor. We thank you for the man of God in this house, Lord God, and this precious people that are here tonight, Lord Jesus, that you just infuse them with your strength and your power in the name of Jesus. We thank you for tonight, Lord God. We thank you for tonight, Lord God, that we are able to be in your presence, that we are able to lift our hands and worship the King, the Mighty One, the Holy of Holies, Lord God, the holiest of all there is, Lord God. You are the Most High God. Hallelujah. So we come with a praise tonight, Lord God, and usher us into your presence. And we thank you and we praise you. Don't forget your offering and greet someone, say hi to someone. Amen.
Waited for this day, we gathered in your name, calling out to you. Your glory like a fire, awaking in desire, will burn our hearts with truth. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart. Every part of our praise. Your presence in this place
your glory on our face. We're looking to the sky, descending like a cloud. You're standing with us now, Lord, unveil our eyes. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing.
Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise.
Open up the heavens.
Open up the heavens. We want to see you. Open up the floodgates. A mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise.
Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord. Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord. Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord. Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord.
Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise.
Open up.
Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise.
Open up the heavens.
Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise.
Oh, praise God. Oh, I just want to welcome everybody here and on Facebook. I'm just glad you're here to worship. Those on Facebook should be able to hear everybody's worshiping here. It sounds like there's a lot, but there's a lot of praise. Not that many people, and I'm loving it. So, and I know God is loving it even more than I'm loving it. So I just encourage you to just keep on reaching out to God.
I was buried beneath my shame. Who can carry that kind of weight? It was my tomb till I met you. I was breathing but not alive. All my failures I tried to hide. It was my shoe till I met you. You called my name and I ran out of that grave. Out of the darkness into you. your glorious day. You call my name, and I ran out that grave. Out of the darkness to your glorious day. Now your mercy has saved my soul. Now your freedom is all that I know. The old made new. Oh, when I met you. Oh, when I met you. You called my name. And I ran out of that grave. Out of the darkness into your glory. Call my name, and I ran out of grave. Out of the darkness to your glorious day. I needed rescue, my sin was heavy. The chains break at the weight of your glory. I needed shelter. I was an orphan. Now you call me a citizen of heaven. When I was broken, you were my healing. Now your love is the air that I'm breathing. I have a future. My eyes are open. 'Cause when you call my name, I ran out of that dead grave. Out of the darkness into your glorious day. Out of the name, and I ran out of that grave. Out of the darkness into your glorious day. Stand and lift up our hands. For the joy of the Lord is my strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He. Together we sing. Everyone sing. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. The earth is filled with His glory.
We stand and lift up our hands.
We stand and lift up our hands. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He. Together we sing. Everyone sing. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory.
Holy is the Lord.
Holy is the Lord. Here with His glory, holy is the Lord.
together we sing. Everyone sing. And together, together we sing. Everyone sing. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory.
The earth is filled.
The splendor of the King, Lord, the majesty. Let all the earth rejoice. Let all the earth rejoice. He wraps Himself in light. Darkness tries to hide. It trembles at His voice, trembles at His voice. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. And age to age He stands, and time is in His hands. Beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb. Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, see how great is our God. How great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, see how great is our God.
Name above all names.
You're the name above all names. You are worthy of all praise. My heart will sing. How great is our God. You're the name above all names. You are worthy of all praise. My heart would sing. How great is our God.
How great.
How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. just let's worship right now. Jesus, hallelujah, we praise you, Lord. Oh, we praise you, Lord. How great you are, Lord. How wonderful you are, our Lord. Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Jesus, he's the name above all names. He is worthy of all praise. My heart will sing how great is our God. He's the name above all names. He is worthy of all praise. My heart will sing how great is our God. He's the name above all names. He is worthy. My heart will sing how great, my heart will sing. My heart will sing how great, my heart. My heart will sing how great, oh my heart. My heart will sing how great.
My heart will sing how great is my God.
You're the name above all names.
The name above all names. You're worthy of all praise. My heart will sing how great is our God.
He's the name above all names. Come on, hallelujah, we give it to him.
You're the name above all names.
You are worthy.
With me.
Come on, oh, there's no other name. Yes, great is the Lord. Come on, great is the Lord. Great is the Lord. Great is the Lord. Lord, we worship you, Lord. Yes, we worship you, Lord. Come on, just worship. Yes, we worship you. We worship you, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, can you give him praise? Come on, hallelujah. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's the name above all names. Come on, his name is Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We give you the praise, Lord. We give you the praise, oh Lord. We give you the praise. Oh, we give you the praise, oh Lord. We give you the praise. We give you the praise, oh Lord. We give you the praise. For our heart will sing how great he is. For Father, we thank you for your word. Your words above all. Your name is the greatest of all names. Your name is above everything. Your name is above everything that we go through. Father, it is in the tough times of life that you show up. Lord, when the storm occurred, you were there to calm the storm. When they ran out of wine at the wedding, you turned water to wine and moved on. when Lazarus died, you came. You came and says, Lazarus, come forth. Your glory shone and Lazarus came from the grave. So Father, we know that it's in the times of trouble that you will manifest. So we thank you, Lord, for who you are, for you are the name above all names. You are right to be praised and honored. So Father, we just say right now, Father, we turn to you in these times. We place at your altar, we place at the cross all of our infirmities, all of our issues. Lord, you will not leave here. We will not leave here the same way as we came in. We will not leave here the same way we came in. For Father, you say you want your stuff back. So Father, we prophetically give it back to you. For you said by your stripes we are healed. And we proclaim that. We proclaim that over COVID. We proclaim that over colds, over cancer, diabetes. Any infirmities in our bodies are under the name of Jesus. And by his stripes we are healed. Father, we just thank you. We give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. We lift up our pastor, Pastor Chris. We ask you right now, Father, to illuminate him with the word from the throne room of God. That, Father, that your will be done this service. That our hearts be open to the glorious word of God that has been come forth this day. But Father, we give you the honor, we give you the praise, we give you the glory, for you are holy. And in the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Let's give him a round of praise. Woo. Woo. Hallelujah.
How great
is our God.
Hallelujah. Oh, how great is our God.
How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God.
Blessing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Tell your neighbor, God's with us. Hallelujah. God is with us. Hallelujah. God is with us. Hallelujah. God is with us. Hallelujah. 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 And those that are watching, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray tonight, as my brother prayed, to just pray for, just receive tonight. Amen. Receive the word from God. I pray right now that God's mighty power be released in our lives, in our circumstances, hallelujah, our situations. Let the word of God, hallelujah, arrest us, hallelujah. Let the word of God quicken us tonight in his name. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Woo! Come on, hallelujah. Thank you, praise team. Can you say, great is our God? Come on, hallelujah. Say it one more time. Listen, sometimes, listen, I want you to know God don't need to hear it, but you do. That's right. I need to hear it. Come on, amen. I need to declare it, amen. I need to confess it with my mouth and just remind myself, hallelujah, that God is good. Thank you, praise team, hallelujah. Amen, amen. I want to get into the message tonight. I really pray that this really stirs your heart. Amen? And I want you to receive it. Amen. And sometimes when I declare the word of God, when I read this word and I let God begin to speak to my heart, amen, I just don't hear it, but I have to learn to walk in it. Say walk in it. Come on, say walk in it. Amen. I need to learn to let God move me. Hallelujah. I need to let God move me. Hallelujah. I need to let God move me in everything that I'm going through, because God has everything that I need, and it's in Him. Say, it's in Him. That's why He's great. Hallelujah. He has everything I need. Every supply, every resource, all that I need is in Him. Every crisis I go through, come on, say it's in Jesus. Come on. Every problem that I face, it's in Jesus. Come on. Whatever circumstance I go through, come on, it's in Jesus. Hallelujah. That I get the victory, that I claim the victory, that I need to take a hold of my life. God's done everything that He needs to do, and He's waiting for us to move. Hallelujah. He's waiting for us to act out and to demonstrate what He has done. Amen? Say, we need to act it out. Woo, hallelujah. I want you to look up Acts 29 for me. You got it? Somebody catch it quick. All right, there you go. Can you say it louder? There what? There is no Acts 29. Look to your neighbor, say, you are Acts 29. Look to somebody else, say, you are Acts 29. The story doesn't end right there. I want to help you tonight. I want you to know that this word, this message called the Acts of the King, this is called, I'm sorry, ready? Let me do it again. This is called Kingdom Acts. Say Kingdom Acts. See, listen, I want you to catch this, because it's important for every one of us really to begin to walk in this thing. Hallelujah. And, really just pray. There's a lot of our members. They're okay. Amen. I visited with some of them yesterday. But just going physically through some things. So we just pray that, like my brother prayed, we just pray that release of healing in their lives right now as they're watching, as they receive this word tonight. As you receive this word, hallelujah, they begin to walk in health, amen? For all those, I don't want to go, you know who you are, and we miss every one of you, amen? Can you shout it out? We miss you.
We miss you.
Louder, they didn't hear you.
We miss you.
All right, hallelujah. Let's jump right into Acts 1. Can we do that? Let's do it. That's right, thank you. So I want you to check this out, and I don't think that I'll be able to get through this. Maybe we'll just do the Acts. We'll just continue through this, because I just feel like I don't want to rush. I just want to share some things. Amen?
Amen.
I just want to share with them some things, because I believe that we are walking, hallelujah, and we need to begin to walk out. And somewhere we have left behind some of the principles of the kingdom message. We've left some things behind, amen, that God has initiated into us as His church, as His body and His people, that we've kind of moved on, and sometimes we have moved on. Listen, we want Jesus, but He just doesn't want you to want Him, but He wants you to be like Him. See, and I want you to hear this. I want Jesus because I need a Savior. But He wants us so that, guess what? So that He can reveal His image and likeness to all those around us. Hallelujah. My marriage needs the image of Christ. My neighbor needs the image of Christ. Amen. This church needs the image of Christ. Those that I'm around need the image. That person in Walmart, come on, amen, that God wants to send me to, that is in a desperate measure, they need the image of Christ. I got Jesus. They need Jesus. Amen. So I just want you, so we need to declare and understand what the acts are. Hallelujah. Acts, it's the expression of who He is in the earth. So let's check a look at this, and it's Acts 2:1-2, and it says, until the day which He was taken up, after He, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom He had chosen. He gave some, say, commandments. Can you tell your neighbor, He's not saying suggestions? See, we cannot take the word as just a suggestion. If it's going to work for us, I need to take it as a commandment. When you hear the word of God proclaimed and it stirs your spirit, don't take it as a suggestion. Take it as a commandment to begin to walk in it. Amen? That we cherish and take hold of the words that God has given us. So it's not just a suggestion. And it says, and to whom also He showed Himself alive after the passion,
after he rose from the dead, he began to show those disciples himself. Amen? And he says, and everything that he talked about was true. Say it's true. He says, and after his passion and by many infallible proofs being seen of them for 40 days and speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Can you say the kingdom of God? He was declaring to them, Jesus specifically began to declare in those 40 days the kingdom of God. He began to speak it to them for them to begin to walk and experience the fullness of the kingdom of God. All right. Let's look at the end here in Acts 28. There is an Acts 28. I promise you. It says this, and it says that Paul, he continued declaring some things. The kingdom of God, the message of God, and it says that, that preaching the kingdom of God and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no man forbidding him. Listen, I want you to get this and know that he didn't teach his own opinion, but he teached the kingdom of God. Now, I want to explain some things to us so that we can get a hold of this thing. I want to talk to you for a second about the kingdom of God. Can you say that with me? Come on, in this church, we preach together. Amen? So I want you to catch this and see that he begins to talk about the kingdom of God. And as we begin to share what that meant, that I begin to think about something. If you have a kingdom without a king, it's... Wait. If you have a kingdom without a king, what do you have left? It's dumb. King? We got it. A king, it's kingdom. A king without a king is dumb. All right, now I want you to see this. Now I want you to show that Jesus began to declare some things, and we could see this in Luke 4. This is the beginning. This is when Jesus began to declare and he began to preach in verse 16 and 17. And it says, I'm sorry. I missed my... But all right, well, I can't find where it was, but well, I can't remember which one it was. He says, and Jesus began to declare, he said, repent, say repent, for the kingdom, say the kingdom of God is at hand. Amen. So Jesus presented the kingdom of God and it's at hand. I want you to see this and understand something, that the kingdom of God was there. It was presentable. I just want to lay some groundwork here because Jesus came releasing the kingdom of God to those who were around him. But here's the thing, not everybody, even though that he was right there, say he's right there. See, I don't want to be ones that are just right there and miss out on the fullness of the kingdom of God. Because there's a kingdom reality that comes with the king. So as Jesus presented it, there was the Sadducees and Pharisees. I always say that the Sadducees were sad, you see. I'm killing it tonight. You're not getting it. They were sad. You see? Sadducees? Okay. Just, it's cold. So I know. Let's get warmed up, man. Let's get warmed up. Amen. Come on. Calisthenics. Get ready. So listen. So I want you to get this. So here, Jesus. But listen, they were right there. Say he was right there. And they did not receive it. They heard it. But they did not receive it into your lives. Listen, God wants us to receive the kingdom of God. But here's what he says, repent, say repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. He begins to declare something. Now the word repent means metanoia, say metanoia. It says to think differently. It means to think differently. So Jesus is coming. He's telling them to repent. I want you to know that God will never tell you to change your ways or give something out unless he's given you something in return. I want you to catch that. God will never take something from you unless he's given you something greater. So God presents this to him. He says, listen to me. I want you to think about things differently the way you think. See, the kingdom of God is not right side up. It's upside down. A Love those that despitefully use you. Give and it shall be given unto you. See, I want you to take this. I want you to catch this and see this. The kingdom of God is upside down in a way that it's not the way that we think. So he says, you got to think of it a different way. You got to receive it from the perspective that I give to you through the Spirit. Amen? So here they were. They were that, but they wanted them to receive it. They couldn't experience it because they wouldn't receive it. So the word means to think differently, to change your place, to get another view. Say, turn around. To turn around, that means to repent. It means to turn around, to look a different way than way we've seen things. Come on, amen. He came presenting himself to the ones that were lost. He was the way. He said, I want you to look a different way than you've seen before. He says, he says it means to change your condition. To repent. It means to change your mind. Tell your neighbor, change your mind. Come on, change your mind. Listen, this is what repent means. It means that we begin to change our mind, but we begin to change into a pattern what God has for us. And it is the kingdom of God. It's the reality of God. Say the reality of God. I want you to catch this. Acts 2, let's go back. See, but here's what happened is, these ones that caught it, these ones that took hold of the kingdom of the message of God, they just didn't hear it, they received it. And then they began to walk in it. This is the acts of the kingdom of God. This is the result. Come on, amen. Jesus was the seed that was planted, the first seed. Say the first seed. And because of him, now that God has many sons, that the kingdom of God is expanding. Say it's getting bigger. Every time I say yes, when I say yes to God, the kingdom of God gets bigger. Come on, the kingdom of God, that we look around and we begin to experience and understand the kingdom of God is at hand. Touch your neighbor, say it's at hand. Where's your hand? Wave to somebody. It's right here. The Bible says the kingdom of God is within you. Come on, amen. It's not just some experience, but it is the kingdom of God, the reality of God being in your life. Come on, I want you to catch this. So as we begin to see the book of Acts, the acts of those that believed, that took hold of it, and we begin to see what happened. These ones had faith and they began to believe. And they began to take hold of the message with all of their hearts. Some of them were wondering whether or not this was going to come to pass, but there was other ones, they began to walk in it. And they began to experience it. Listen, Acts 2. Are you okay? Am I going too fast? No. Let me get a drink. All right. Okay, so here we go. And it says, this is Acts 2:37. And it says, and now they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said, listen, I want you to hear this, that there's moments that when we're presented with the kingdom of God, the message of the kingdom, it will either turn you away or turn you towards him. It's whether or not I repent and take hold of it and I let God begin to turn me. And in that turning, their hearts were pricked. There are some things that Jesus said and it felt offensive, but Jesus was trying to get their attention so that they would repent and turn towards him. That what he had was greater than what they were experiencing. Amen? I want you to see this. And it says, and Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, they said to him, what shall we do? There's the response. It was different than the Sadducees and Pharisees and some of those ones that were questioning it. They said, what shall I do? This burns in my heart and I need this. Come on, amen. That's a repentance, a turning, come on, to receive it. Amen? Amen. So here's what he says. And he says, and then Peter said unto them, repent. Say, repent. And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. What you couldn't do on your own, hallelujah, through the Spirit of God, it shall come to pass. He says, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off. Listen, it's not just about you, hallelujah, because God wants to move through you, that his acts will come through your life, that the generations beyond you, hallelujah, will be able to taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. Come on, amen. See, the enemy does not want any of you to have any acts. Any expression of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. He wants to keep us silent. Hallelujah. He wants us to mind our own business. Come on. To be about our own business. Like last week, that Jesus was the expression that he was about his Father's business. Amen. But we want to be about our own business. And the enemy wins whenever we're just about our own business. Because that's just having God for myself. But whenever we realize that it is not just about me, but it's God moving through me, and I become the image and likeness of God. That's what God's heart is, that each one of us, that we, hallelujah, begin to walk in his image and his likeness into the fullness of who he is. And sometimes it's not always easy going from the baby pool. Remember last week? From the baby pool, come on, to knee deep. To the loins, to get into deeper waters. Say, it's time to go deeper. Come on. It's time to go deeper. The world is longing and looking, hallelujah, for the acts of the kingdom of God to be expressed to them. Come on, amen. They're looking for the kingdom of God. The Bible says that all the creation is groaning for the manifestation of the sons of God. The manifestation, that means that they come into the fullness, that there's an image and likeness of God revealed to them. That's what they're looking for. Come on, that's what we're looking for. Amen? I need you to manifest Christ to me. I need you to. I need you. Come on. I need that image and likeness that only you, come on, can release into my life. I need it. Hallelujah. I can't do this without you. As much as you can't do this without me, it's important we recognize and understand. I need you. Hallelujah. I need you to grow up. Come on. I need you to manifest Jesus in my life. All right. Whew. Are you ready? He says, and with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from the untoward generation. That is the wicked generation. Then they that gladly received his word, say gladly. They received the word. Say good soil. They received this word. It was presented to them and they began to receive it. And it says, and they gladly received it. And there were added unto them how many? 3,000 people. Listen, they began to receive it and God added to them. I want you to hear this tonight. Amen. And it says, and they continued. This is key. Say they continued. This is key that we continue. And it says, and the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. I want you to get this. I'm going to keep going. Verse 43. And the fear came upon every soul. And many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. Wow. And they all believed. Say they all believed. And were together and had all things in common. I want you to hear this. I wrote down a few things that I think it's so important. They began to operate in what Jesus showed them. And what was presented to them as the kingdom of God, they began to operate in it. He showed them. He released to them the kingdom of God. Listen, I want you to, real quick, I want us to understand what the kingdom of God is. In a kingdom, there has to be a king. And in that kingdom, hallelujah, the king operates and it's the realm of the kingdom. So it's the realm of the kingdom. And in that kingdom, the will of the king is released into that place. You to catch this. In that place, that's where it is opportunity to release it into that environment. Jesus was the example, hallelujah, of heaven, the kingdom of God at hand, because he released what was in the kingdom as it was in heaven, he released it into the earth. So here is the kingdom of God operating for anybody that wanted to enter into it could receive it by faith. So here's Jesus operating as in the king, in the world. Hallelujah. We are in this world, but not of this world. We are the kingdom of God. Say it's a different reality. Whew. So here he is. He's releasing it. Come on. When someone was sick, guess what he did? He released the kingdom of God. Those that were broken, guess what he did? He released the kingdom of God. He was releasing, hallelujah, the kingdom of God. Listen, I want you to catch this. And it says, and he began to operate in that. He says it was the, it showed the miracles in kingdom reality. And it says, in Luke 13:20 through 21, it speaks of the kingdom of God. Say it's like. Now, I want you to, you could do your own word search. I might throw a few out here tonight. But every time you see that, Jesus gave expressions of what the kingdom of God was like. That he likened it to. That it's like this. He used this expression. He says, the kingdom of God is like a woman that hid the yeast in leaven in the bread. And overnight, it began to rise. Come on, amen. It was affected by that. That leaven was speaking of the kingdom of God. That once it gets in, hallelujah, it affects everything. When the kingdom of God gets in, come on, it affects everything. See, God wants us to, all that the kingdom of God offers, he wants us to walk into it. And he wants us to release it. Hallelujah. Amen. He wants us to release it. I want you to catch this. I hope that you get this tonight. I pray that we all begin to take hold of this. But they began to resemble each one of these ones here. It says that the apostles were doing miracles and they all began to operate. Say they operated in the miracles and the expression of heaven. Wherever there was demons, they cast them out. Wherever there was sickness, they laid hands and they recovered. They became the expression of heaven. They loved those that were hated. They blessed those that were cursed. They healed the brokenhearted. See, God's looking for that. Amen. We all like this. I want you to see that there's something, there's a cost to have that expression of the kingdom of God in our lives. I want you to get this. That we all like this. We see the miracle, the signs and the wonders that followed. They followed, hallelujah, those that believed. They were released out of their life because they became the expression of God. Listen. So, it begins to say, it affects everything. Say, affects everything. The kingdom of God has its own structure. It brings with it its own structure. Its own economic structure. Its own culture. I'm going to say some of these and I'm going to go back over them for a second. Its own ethnicity. Its own government. Its own social connections. I want you to see this, that listen, it affects everything. See, it says it begins to affect our culture, our economic, that listen, when it begins to affect, that give and it shall be given to you. See, I want you to know, it affects your mom. The kingdom of God begins to affect, hallelujah, what you hold on to in your hand, that you're willing to release it. Come on, it gets in, hallelujah, even into that place that you might hold it back. But when you're touched by the kingdom of God, that it doesn't possess you, but you release it, hallelujah, wherever God wants it to be released. And as you release it, I'm here to tell you, God begins to fill it back up again. But God will never release it until we let it go. Amen. That's what the kingdom of God is. See, it's upside down. The more I get, the more I keep. So it begins to affect our economics. Hallelujah. It begins to affect our culture of where we go. Begins to affect my social life or where I hang out with. That the kingdom of God begins to affect who I marry. Yes, sir. Come on, listen. If they're not going to run after Jesus like I was determined. Come on, amen. I missed it before I met my wife. And I tried to connect, but I was part of the kingdom. I could not connect to something that was outside when I was about to marry them. But then I met my wife. And the kingdom, hallelujah, affected my marriage. It affected who I was marrying, that she loved Jesus. Come on, amen. I want you to hear that. Hallelujah. Whenever at that place, hallelujah, we need to be at that place where that it affects that area of our lives. When you're looking for a wife or a husband, let it affect it. That you got to let them see, let them know that they love Jesus. They want to walk with Jesus. Not only does it do that, but it actually, he says that it begins to affect your ethnicity. And listen, the Bible says this, that it's neither male nor female, nor Jew nor Greek, come on, not black, white, yellow, hallelujah, that it's not about that, amen. But listen, the grace that God has in his kingdom, come on, if you spell race, you add a G in front of it and it gives you grace. That's what the kingdom of God is. That's what the race of the kingdom of God. That it means this, that all is welcome. Say whosoever. It's whosoever, hallelujah. It doesn't matter where you're from, come on. It doesn't matter where you came from, but you receive it, hallelujah, into the kingdom of God. That you love your brothers. That's what the kingdom of God looks like. Amen. Anything else but that, it's not the kingdom of God. We're going to talk about that on Wednesday. Listen. Are you okay? Yes, sir. It says in the all believe. He says and it says that it affects the government. See, in the government, remember the disciples said, who is going to rule? Who's going to be, am I going to be a lead? Am I going to be the one ahead? And Jesus says, no, that's not the government of God. Here's the government of God. The first shall be last and the last shall be first. See, it's upside down. See, in the world, you push to get to the height, hallelujah, that you got to push someone over to get there. In the kingdom of God, it's upside down. You got to let others go first. That's different. See, it begins to affect all that. Hallelujah. Say, lay it down.
Lay it down.
Are you okay?
Yes, sir.
So, but there's a structure that we have, we understand. This is in verse 44, and it says, and all they believed, and they were together. Say together.
Together.
They were all together. I want you to get this and understand the kingdom of God. That in the kingdom of God, for this to operate, for the acts, the kingdom of God to be expressed, the church needs to be transparent. His parent people need to be transparent. So I want you to know, do you know the number one thing that people do not come to church for? You all know it. Why? What else? Because there's a bunch, they're all hypocrites. That's the biggest thing whenever sometimes I hear people, and the biggest thing they say is they're a bunch of hypocrites. And can I tell you something? Listen to me. When you're in the world, there's no guessing who hates you. See, the problem is the church is sometimes out in the world, you know who your enemies are. I'm going to tell you something. You shouldn't come here and wonder if someone's your enemy in the church. We should be transparent. The Bible explains what heaven looks like. It begins to declare that the streets were of gold. Say gold. That speaks of a righteous life because of what he's provided. And then if you look to the right, he says he began to explain that there was a sea and the sea was like glass. And it was see-through. There was no waves. It was not up and down, but it was see-through. It was transparent. See, God wants his kingdom on earth to look like heaven. He wants his people to be transparent. That, listen, you don't have to guess. We might have some issues, but I need to learn to lay them aside because I want to be transparent. If I say I love you, come on, I'm going to pray and pray until I do. No, see, that's the difference of kingdom. It begins to affect that. The Bible says that the kingdom of God is like this. It looks like forgiveness.
That's what it looks like. Tell someone it costs something. The kingdom of God is attracted to forgiveness. Hallelujah. It wants you to imitate what heaven looks like. And heaven, hallelujah, has through Jesus Christ, there's opportunity to receive forgiveness. That which is behind is where? Behind. We can't, as children of God, keep it in front of us. We got to get it behind us. Leave them there. Press towards the mark of the high calling. Don't let things get in your way of the kingdom of God. Sometimes that's unforgiveness. Listen, I want you to the kingdom of God. He says, and it says here, let me keep going here. And they received it together, and it speaks of fellowship. They were common. They were together. Say together. They were in fellowship. The kingdom of God looks like this. This is what we're to have, fellowship with one another. Where two or three are gathered, that looks like heaven. I will be there, hallelujah. See, I want something, hallelujah, that imitates me that I can feel. Something that looks like me, hallelujah, that God will not release, hallelujah, if it doesn't look like Him. Is that all right? You look angry at me. The kingdom of God, it likes growth. The kingdom of God, it's like a child. That's what it says. Childs, they follow. They just go. Say they go. They don't question. They begin to move with what the Father. They trust the Father. They trust. Trust and lean not on your understanding. It says, the kingdom of God is like a treasure that's found. And when it's found, He sells everything else and He buys the whole field. Say the whole thing. See, God wants to affect every area of our lives. Every single place in our hearts. Every area. He says the kingdom of God is like a pearl. That when it's found, He says He goes out and sold everything so He could buy the one pearl. See, God's looking for you, hallelujah. Take hold of all of Him. Everything. Say all of it. Verse, it says, and they had all things in common. He says, and they sold. Wow, I want you to catch this. Say they sold. They sold their possessions. Now, I just want to take a minute. I knew I wasn't going to get through all of this. And I might have to get done quick because I'm on fire. Because it's hot here. So in verse 18, so this is in Luke 18:18. And so here's what I want you to see here, that it's everything. Say it's everything.
Everything.
See, God wants you to experience all that He has, everything the kingdom has to offer. He wants you to receive it. Everything. Everything that God has, God wants to release it, and He releases it in His kingdom. In the realm, hallelujah, of the King. So listen, I can't experience outside of that. Listen, that's what it means. That if it doesn't look like Christ, if it's not forgiveness, if it's this, if it's that, if it's those other things, hallelujah, I'm not releasing that into my life, the kingdom of God. So I have to let some things go so that I can receive. See, the Sadducees and Pharisees stood there and they were determined in their own religious minds that what they knew was greater. And they weren't willing to let it go. Say, let it go. Here's another picture. It's in Luke 18:18, and it says this. It says, and there was a certain ruler, hallelujah. Say, big shot.
Big shot.
He's a big shot. Maybe in his own mind, he says, he's a good master. Amen. Listen, when you come and enter a conversation with Jesus and you call Him master, when you call Him Lord, hallelujah, I mean, that means king. In this text, it means teacher, but I want you to see that He calls him master. It means teacher. It means that whatever you're releasing, I want to take hold of it. So I'm calling, I'm revering to what you're saying as truth. Say it's truth. I want what you have. And so He asks him, He says, how can I receive eternal life? And He says, and Jesus says, why do you call me good? He began to give a question back to him. Why do you call me good? Because if you declare who you think that I am, everything that I say from this moment on, you're going to walk in it. You call me Lord.
He says, and why he calls me, he says, say, one that is God. He says, thou knowest the commandments? Yep. Do you know, did you ever commit adultery? Nope. Do you not kill? I did not steal. He says, do not bear false witness. Don't honor our father and our mother. And he says, he said, yep. Whoop. Say yes. And he thought he was through. But I want you to know, I want you to hear this. Come on, I want you to get this. It is not just about him getting in. That God does not just set us free from something. But God frees us to something. Quick example. God brought them out of Egypt. He freed them from sin. They brought them out of darkness and into the promised land. Come on, I want you to hear this, understand something. This is what's so powerful about the kingdom of God. That he just doesn't want us to be saved from something, but we are saved to something and for something. Come on, tell someone I have purpose. We got to get this. We got to understand this. Hallelujah. That we got to know that God just doesn't save you from something, but he saves you to something. Hallelujah. That God wants us to walk in the realm of that area. A lot of people that are saved, they're sitting in church, but God just doesn't want that for you. God wants to save you to something that you begin to experience the fullness of all that God has in your life today. God wants all of you. He didn't just save us from our sins, but God wants to invade every area with the kingdom in my life. Every place, every area. All those places that are broken, God wants to heal every area. Are you all right? So he says this, and he says, and he declared that. He said, you were delivered from darkness. He says, and when Jesus heard these things, he said to them, yet you lack, say one thing. And this is what he says to him. Tell someone, sell it. All that you have, and distribute it unto the poor. And thou shalt have a treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. You shall receive all of the kingdom as you begin to follow me. You will be experienced, because that's the heart of God, that all of heaven be released through your life. As it is in heaven, let it be done on earth. That's the will of God. See, God wants to release all that he is through your life, every area. But what happens is sometimes there's some parts that we want God, but we don't want to be like him sometimes. He says, and here's, listen, you can't carry that. Come on, I want you to catch this. Come on, I want you to get this. All right, you okay for a minute? You all right? He says, sell that you have, distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. Come and follow me. Follow me. Say, come walk with me. Come on, come walk with me. And he says, and when they heard this, he was very sorrowful. He says, for he was very rich. See, listen, I want you everybody to catch this real quick. The key to it is, listen to me, God presents it, the understanding that we got to take from this message more than anything is we got to begin to walk. We need to continue. Say continue. That once we receive it at this place, I need to get to that place. Amen. That I need to begin to walk it out. Say walk it out. I need to let the kingdom of God be released. Let the salvation of God, that God just didn't save me, but he's saving me and he'll totally save me. Look it up in Romans, hallelujah. That's powerful, amen? Because we think we got it all together, oh, it's all done, and we just go on a happy way. Listen, God wants more than that, hallelujah. He wants more out of our lives because he wants to give you more. So he says this, he tells him, he says, listen. He says, you're rich, he says, and you're sorrowful. He says, when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, how hard is that the riches enter into the kingdom of God? Say, enter. He's seen the kingdom of God. But he didn't enter into the reality of it. I just don't want to see it, Randy. I want to enter into it.
Come on, hear me, hear me. I just don't want to get a taste of it. See, the 12 spies, 10 of them, they got a taste of it, but they never entered into it. See, God wants me to enter in by faith. Hallelujah. So that we can begin to conquer some things. But I got to begin to walk, and Jesus compared it as this. He says, it's easier for a camel to go through the needle's eye than a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And I want you to get this picture, because an eye of a needle that was in a kingdom in the walls, and they would shut the doors and nobody can get in. But the only way you could come in was through the eye of a needle. Say it's a little door. See, this door was so small that, listen to me, that they were on the other side. And if they began to come in, they'd have to come in one by one, any enemy. They take him off. So I want you to see that he gives this expression that it's like a camel going through it. What? You know all the stuff it's got on its back? He's given all the stuff. Say all the stuff. Say, I want you to know that God loves you. He don't want you to have all that stuff. He wants to take it off you because it's heavy. So God wants you, hallelujah, he wants to take it, sell it, because I got something better for you, Randy. Come on, sell it, because I have something else that I want to give you. I would never ask you unless I had something better and greater than what you have. Amen. What is it? Sell it. Just sell it. So they begin to, you got to take it off. You got to leave it behind. Sometimes there's some baggage of unforgiveness. Sometimes there's baggage of things that I didn't let God heal in my heart. I went through some things for a long time because I was holding things in. And I began to get bitter. I was carrying baggage. And I wasn't experiencing that joy of that peace in the kingdom of God. It's because I was holding on to bitterness. God says, if you take it off. And then you just can't walk through. You got to get on your knees. A camel had to get down on their knees and come through. It speaks of prayer. It speaks of seeking God. He says, and the rich. He says, and everybody there, he says, and they heard it. Come on, just like us right here. Come on, every one of us are this way. Because it's like we say to ourselves, man, who could be saved? All his disciples were real. God's looking for real. They're transparent. They're saying, man, what? How's anybody ever going to get saved? This seems impossible. But Jesus, that's not. How, Lord? Because with God, with Him, all things are possible. You might take some leaving some stuff behind. Stuff that, man, might be valuable to you. You think it might be more valuable, but God says, just leave it behind. Because I got something greater on the other side of this wall. So I want you to hear something, guys. Listen. So we got to keep moving. We got to move. We got to move. Don't stop. Don't stop. And wonder why you got all this stuff. Why do I got to give this up? Why do I got to do this and that? Why? Because God loves you. And God wants you to have some testimony of His greatness. Because you might think what you got was good. I'm here to tell you, God wants you to give you a story of Him, hallelujah, that will change other people's lives because of your life. See, He wants to give you a story like the children of Israel when God spoke to them and He said, listen, He says, oh God, He says, this is huge. This wall is big. It's wide. It goes so deep. It's so heavy. It's so strong. And they took, and God says, how are we going to defeat them? Just walk. Keep me on your mind. And as you begin to walk, just keep walking. Say, keep walking. Don't stop walking with God. Hallelujah. Come on, it's on the journey with God. Hallelujah. As we begin to experience. Because as they began to walk with God, I believe that God began to speak to our heart. You see how big that wall is? I'm bigger. You see how high it is? I'm higher. It goes low? I'm lower. It's wide? I'm wider.
And every step, I believe, they began to get stronger, stronger and stronger. And all of a sudden, hallelujah, at the end, the walls fell down. And they began, they trusted God. They left their doubts behind. They left their fears behind. And all of a sudden, they had a story to tell. They didn't just have to tell it, but it spread throughout all around saying, you better be careful. All they did is walked. And the walls fell down. All you got to do is walk with Him. Talk with Him. Walls will fall down. Just stand your feet. Possessions, whatever they are. Continue. Say continue. It says, and their possessions, they sold their possessions and their goods, and they parted them unto all men and every man that had need. I want us to understand something. I don't have time to get through it all, but listen to me. God, in a place of maturity, He calls us out as men. That just speaks of maturity. Okay? He used that example because remember, there's not male nor female. Come on. So God speaks to a mature place and He calls out from men as a priest to men. See, God calls us out, hallelujah, to be priests, advocates, ambassadors, hallelujah, to release that which is in heaven. That when you know those ones that are broken, you got the answer, hallelujah. You have something to give them because you got the kingdom of God within you. You got righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. The flow out of your lives. Heal the dry places, the broken hearts. It's in you. It's in you. Hallelujah. As we begin to walk it out, talk with Him. Experience all that He has. Because those around us, they're hurting. And listen, I want you to know that, listen, we have the answer in Christ. I cannot go back to God empty. I got to go back, hallelujah, with purpose. The Bible says no word will return to Him without void, but it shall accomplish that which I sent. I need to let the seed grow in my life so that the kingdom may be accomplished in my life. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, I thank You. I thank You for Your word. I thank You for this opportunity that each one of us have an opportunity to hear the word of God. And to God, Lord, not just to hear, but let it expand like leaven, like the kingdom of God within my life to get bigger. Hallelujah. And to begin to affect every area of my life. Those places of baggage that I can have the power through Your Spirit to let it go, because with God, all things are possible. So whatever wall that we face, whatever enemy comes before us, that we have the power through Your name, hallelujah, to overcome. God, I thank You for it. I pray right now to God, Lord, anybody in this place, hallelujah, those that are watching, pray, God, Lord, that each one of us begin to experience an understanding of this right here, God. Give us the understanding right now. Whatever it is, give us the strength right now. Hallelujah. I thank You for it, God. Anybody here tonight that doesn't know Jesus is your Savior, hallelujah. Before you leave this place, I want you to come, hallelujah. And I want you to receive the kingdom. I want you to see Christ in your life, hallelujah, as your King, as your Savior, as your Lord, hallelujah. And that God wants to, hallelujah, do mighty works through your lives, hallelujah. But God, Lord, we give You the glory and the honor, God, Lord. We declare with all of our hearts that we are
blessed.
Come on. God's knocking. Open up and let Him in. Amen. Come on, bless your neighbor. Come on, amen. Love your neighbor. Hallelujah. Come on, look like Jesus.